Clean fuels are expected to play a vital role for the energy transition. In this audio article, Scaling Up Clean Fuels for Net Zero, Eric Zindel of Siemens Energy takes a deep dive into hydrogen, its derivatives, and biofuels to explain how they will help gas-fired power plants stay relevant. This article is part of the Future Energy Perspective series, presented by Power Engineering International and Siemens Energy. Natural gas has been essential to decarbonizing the energy mix. The fast startup and inherent flexibility of gas-fired combined cycle power plants have long supported the growing intake of intermittent renewable power generation into the grid. And fuel switching from coal to gas has saved around 500 million tons or megatons of carbon dioxide since 2010. However, in the drive to a net zero future, these impressive figures are not enough. To meet international decarbonization targets, all fossil fuels need to be phased out of the global energy mix. Currently, the International Energy Agency expects unabated natural gas to peak by 2030, with a steep 90% decline by 2040. Scaling up potential. Given that world energy demand is projected to grow by nearly 50% over the next 30 years, simply swapping out gas for renewables isn't practical. Along with short-term energy storage like pumped hydro or batteries, clean fuels will be needed to secure supply during longer periods of low renewable energy availability and for seasonal storage of energy. Made from renewable sources, clean fuels offer up to a 100% reduction of CO2 emissions when compared to natural gas. Additionally, they're deployable in existing infrastructures. Clean fuels come in various forms: hydrogen, hydrogen derivatives such as e-methanol, e-methane and e-ammonia, and biofuels like bioethanol, biogas and biodiesel. They typically derive from water and renewable energy, natural gas with carbon capture and storage, or organic matter such as plants, timber and agricultural and food waste. Their use today is nascent, but depending on the availability of feedstock, infrastructure and investment, there's a real potential for scaling up. Gothenburg goes green. Switching to clean fuels would allow many gas-fired power plants to continue providing residual and peaking power at a low or zero carbon footprint, which will be essential to securing investment and ensuring profitability amid changing taxonomy and investor sentiment. One project has already demonstrated this shift is possible. At the Riyar CHP district plant in Gothenburg, Sweden, the country's second largest city, Göteborg Energi proved the suitability of hydro-treated vegetable oil, or HVO, with medium-sized gas turbines using DLE, or dry low-emission burners. In November 2021, the plant ran on HVO for 2 days and showed that both startup and stable operation are achievable. Göteborg Energi now plans to switch to green backup power in its gas turbines to provide district heating from entirely renewable or recycled sources by 2025. Now, let's consider the key contenders in the realm of clean fuels. Hydrogen. Green hydrogen can be produced by means of electrolysis using renewable energy and water, having the greatest potential for scale-up, partly because water is the most abundant element and due to its high cost reduction potential, it's likely to be the main future fuel for gas turbines. Governments are already throwing their weight behind it. To date, 17 European Union members have published strategies for electrolysis capacity, and more countries are also participating in the global CEM Hydrogen Initiative. Modern gas turbines can be operated with a mix of hydrogen and natural gas, from 5% to 100%. HyFlex Power, a hydrogen CHP demonstration plant, will begin operations this year in Sayat-sur-Vienne, France. Operation with 100% hydrogen will be tested in 2023. Also, the new combined heat and gas power plant HKW Leipzig-Sud in Germany is expected to operate with 30 to 50% green hydrogen within a few years after starting commercial operation in 2022, with an overall target of 100% hydrogen by 2030. For sure, using hydrogen in gas turbine power plants will require certain adjustments to existing turbines and power plants. New infrastructure, such as a hydrogen pipeline network and underground caverns for storing hydrogen, will also be imperative. Once these key elements are installed and running, the uptake is expected to be rapid. At any rate, progress this decade will be crucial to the later success of low-carbon hydrogen and hydrogen-based fuels. E-ammonia. A derivative of hydrogen, e-ammonia has real potential for energy storage, transport, and generation. The compound doesn't emit carbon dioxide when burned and could be used directly to fuel gas turbines. Some OEMs are already looking into ammonia combustion, but several roadblocks need to be eliminated. One being a new combustor and exhaust treatment for managing the considerable levels of nitrogen oxide emitted. Another issue is the fuel's toxicity, which requires tight control of any unburned ammonia emissions. When assessing the complete power-to-X to power cycle, e-ammonia is less efficient than hydrogen. However, it can be easily transported, meaning it has huge potential as a hydrogen carrier for intercontinental energy trade, as well as remote regions without a pipeline infrastructure. Once distributed, it can be cracked to produce hydrogen and burned in a gas turbine, thereby eliminating the issues of burning ammonia directly. Siemens Energy is developing ammonia-based technologies, such as an e-ammonia energy storage demonstrator in the UK. It uses renewable power to make the compound by combining hydrogen extracted from water and nitrogen from air. The technology could save millions of tons of CO2 a year. Despite the huge potential, both hydrogen and e-ammonia still require robust supply chains and infrastructure before power plants can reliably switch to using them for fuel. What's more, they're both still relatively expensive compared to natural gas and today's generation of biofuels, which require significantly less new infrastructure. E-methanol. Among all hydrogen derivatives, e-methanol is especially easy to synthesize using a sustainable form of CO2. Projected to be one of the top hydrocarbons in the e-fuel synthesis cascade, it's expected to be producible in large quantities, thus becoming widely available in the future. It is also easy to transport and store in tanks. Although still an expensive fuel today, e-methanol can be easily burned in gas turbines, requiring minimal equipment and facility adjustments. Biofuels. While hydrogen is undoubtedly said to be the dominant fuel of the future, biofuels can bridge the gap in the medium to short term and complement it in the longer term. As biofuels can be produced via a closed-loop circular carbon process, they're considered renewable and can cut greenhouse gas emissions by up to 86% when compared to gasoline. The IEA estimates the demand for biofuels to grow by 28% by 2026. As technologies emerge, these fuels can be adopted in existing gas turbines and infrastructure with reasonable retrofit costs. Depending on how it's produced, the composition of biogas, for instance, can be very close to natural gas. This can be seen in Finspång, Sweden, where Siemens Energy has been mixing biogas in its gas turbine test facilities. The hope is to inspire customers to start using low-carbon fuels. And it's already happening. A new plant planned by Stockholm Exergi will be the first to use biogas or liquid biofuel in a combined cycle gas turbine. Now, let's take a closer look at these biofuels. Hydrotreated vegetable oil, or HVO. HVO's usability with existing gas turbines has already been proven at the Riyadh CHP district plant. As it's produced by hydrocracking or hydrogenating vegetable oil, this fuel can be scaled by using waste, residues, and non-food crops, thereby making it sustainable as it does not compete with food production. It provides a 77 to 83% greenhouse gas reduction, particularly when using waste oils, reaching the 80% threshold required to be considered sustainable in the EU taxonomy. currently produced in the US and the EU with around 7.8 megatons, HVO's availability is expected to increase. Costing around 48 to 104 euros per megawatt hour today, it's anticipated to decrease in cost, being estimated at 29 to 79 euros per megawatt hour in the coming years. Fatty acid methyl ester. FAME, or fatty acid methyl ester, a generic chemical term for biodiesel derived from renewable sources such as vegetable oils and animal fats, is mainly produced in the EU, US, Indonesia, Brazil, and Argentina. Today's FAME volumes that are globally available are around 38 megatons, some four times greater than HVO. However, scaling up production further may be hampered by the impure or poor quality of raw materials, such as waste and residues, which can't be used for production. Current pump diesel can contain up to 7% FAME. However, its use in power plants still requires some validation, which is ongoing. As it's hydrophilic, it also does not have as good storage properties as HVO due to the risk of long-term fuel degradation. Ethanol and dimethyl ether. Ethanol is produced by fermenting sugar to alcohol using conventional or waste food energy crops, residues or non-food crops, and is the most produced biofuel today with 86 megatons, mostly available from the US. Though it still needs to be validated for use in power plants, it has very strong potential as it can be easily produced using waste and residues and exhibits good storage properties. Lastly, advanced fuel dimethyl ether, or DME, produced via gasification of biomass, can offer 86 to 89% greenhouse gas savings and has potential for use in gas turbines. Although there's no large-scale production now, this could change as biomass gasification plants commercialize. The location factor. Location is highly important in the usability of clean fuels in the process of replacing gas. Particularly regional supply, existing infrastructure and land resources, weather conditions and competing market factors are essential parameters. As the Riyadh CHP district plant in Gothenburg shows, areas with a high forest area per capita can lead the way towards adopting clean fuels. Other markets with access to existing infrastructure, such as hydrogen gas grids in Europe, the UK or US, will find it easier to adopt hydrogen as a clean fuel. In comparison, liquid renewable fuels would be best suited to island grids and decentralized applications lacking this infrastructure. Market mechanisms. As with all green energy to date, clean fuels are unlikely to scale up quickly enough by the end of the decade without supporting market mechanisms, such as upper limits on CO2 emissions for energy generation. Also, the EU's upcoming carbon border adjustment mechanism for products imported into its market could influence decarbonization of the energy assets of its trading partners. No doubt, the road to net zero is filled with great expectations as well as uncertainties. But is it at all achievable within an acceptable time frame? No one knows. Navigating these unknowns is a huge challenge, particularly for gas-fired power plants. Here, clean fuels offer an opportunity to future-proof these assets. In the long run, clean fuels such as green hydrogen are expected to become more economically affordable than the grey fossil-based versions we mostly use today. Thus, clean fuels will play a vital supporting role to renewables during the energy transition. This audio article is brought to you by Power Engineering International in partnership with Siemens Energy. For more future energy perspectives, visit the Power Engineering International website at powerengineeringint.com/future energy perspectives.